last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's continue the fallout from this ridiculous situation in relation to the National or the Housing Activation Office. Tabitha Monaghan, political reporter with the Irish Independent. Nobody from Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael available to join us on the programme. How are the two parties trying to explain this publicly, but what are they saying about each other behind each other's backs?
Yeah, there is a lot of conflicting reports on how exactly this cabinet subcommittee went yesterday. And just to remind listeners, what we expected earlier in the week was on Tuesday that the name of Brendan McDonagh would be brought to cabinet as the housing czar, the person who was going to be head of this strategic activation housing fund office. That didn't happen. Then it was expected that his name was to be brought to the cabinet subcommittee on housing on Thursday. That didn't happen, as I understand it, because Brendan McDonagh decided that there was too much controversy around this. He didn't really want to be a part of it. And he kind of said to James Ryan, I don't want my name up for consideration. So no name was brought to the Cabinet Subcommittee on Housing. However, there were some reports going around last night, yesterday evening, when this emerged, that Simon Harris had blocked the appointment of Brendan McDonagh as the housing czar. However, the Taoiseach has been out earlier today and he has said that's incorrect. That's not what's happened. That essentially that there was no name brought to this committee for discussion. So there's a few conflicting reports on how exactly
it all played out. Could that be because McDonagh's name wasn't brought to the committee because he had withdrawn his name because he knew that Simon Harris was going to object to it?
It could very well be, because we knew from earlier in the week that there was a lot of unhappiness within Fine Gael, within the Fine Gael cabinet side, that this name had been put out into the public, that there had been no discussion. There was a spokesperson from the Thornish that said earlier in the week that Simon Harris's preference was that because this is such a big job and a big role, that really this should have been brought to the two leaders, to Simon Harris and to Micheál Martin, and that the pair of them could discuss it first before it went any further. But, you know, we heard, so that name was put out last week, but then we also had James Brown, the housing minister, who was on the radio. I think he did one appearance in the media this week in relation to this, and that's when he said that Brendan McDonagh was his preferred candidate. So I think there was quite a lot of unhappiness. So there was no doubt that one way or the other that was going to come up in this cabinet subcommittee on housing on Thursday.
Okay, and now Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post. Do we have a situation whereby they don't have a person to fill the role, but they've gone ahead and set up the office anyway, which would imply that they're going to have to find someone to go in as an acting head of it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess, Matt, and I think as Tabitha very well described the sort of choreography of the week, like this is really, I think, the government tripping itself up over its kind of own kind of, you know, what you're seeing in recent weeks is a lot of sniping between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. They're trying to, the sort of one-man-upship kind of seen repeatedly, that they're trying to steal a march on each other. And even the manner of this, you know, kind of is sort of reminiscent of the Catherine Sapone affair, where, you know, Micheál Martin essentially said he was blindsided by Simon Coveney, and there was an admission and I suppose a kind of a hands up at that point that the name should have really been flagged well in advance. It just seems that Fianna Fáil seemed to be dead set on getting Brendan McDonagh in. And notwithstanding sort of previous Fine Gael objections or mutterings, they were intending on ploughing ahead. Now, that generally doesn't work in a coalition government, and these things tend to have to be done by consensus. And Simon Harris was making the point yesterday, you know, that these things are normally or should be trashed out at the leaders' meeting every week. And it's clear that it wasn't done so sufficiently, and we're now left in a position where the main man, or the man who had been identified for this role in this office, this critical role, has now essentially walked off the pitch, with his own reputation sort of being brought into question, you know, because again, what this whole process has done is sort of brought up sort of criticism of how he's run NAMA, how NAMA itself has run. It's, you know, difficult and tricky relationship with developers at a very key point in our country's history. So they're sort of losers all around here, but it does really show that this government has yet to settle down,
But Daniel, what excuses can it have? Because it's essentially the government that we had before the general election, albeit with Eamon Ryan and the Greens gone, but Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been working together now for years, and going back to 2020, what excuse can it give for the lack of cohesion and for the lack of credibility in its actions, particularly in housing, given that it is an extension of the last government, not a new administration put together?
I think that the number of personnel changes, Matt, may point something to it. I think previously, even though there was a rocky transition from when Leo Varadkar left the Taoiseach's office in 2020 and Micheál Martin ascended to the role of Taoiseach, then there was a sort of rocky period. But I think COVID forced their hand and they really did sort of knuckle down, and it did settle down to be a very stable government. And maybe perhaps having that third wing of the Greens sort of, you know, brought out the best behaviour in everybody. At times, it, you know, tensions did boil over. But, you know, there's a sense, and a sense repeatedly coming back to me, is that Micheál Martin is no real fan of Simon Harris, that he doesn't necessarily trust him fully, that, you know, that there's always sort of, they're watching over each other's shoulders, and say relations may not be as cordial as they may have been previously between the two parties. I think the departure of Michael McGrath, you know, on that axis with Pascal Donoghue, I think has sort of changed things as well, because I do think that both McGrath and Donoghue seem to put party differences aside and did work together for the collective good, and they were seen as the sort of the common sense axis at the heart of that government. That doesn't necessarily seem to be there quite as much this time around with Jack Chambers and Pascal Donoghue. Maybe that's a relationship that still has to bed in further, but there is this growing suspicion that relations are not as warm or as cordial as they have been because of those personnel changes. And ultimately as well, you know, Simon Harris has had to transition out of the Taoiseach's office into the Taoiseach's office, and that's not necessarily always an easy thing to do. But I do think if this sort of pattern of shooting themselves in the foot continues, then tensions are going to escalate, and you will see that sort of boiling over of tensions between the two parties, as we have done you know, previously. So it doesn't all go well, Matt. You know, I think our colleague Shane Coleman is writing this weekend about the first 100 days of this government, which is marked this weekend. And ultimately what we're seeing is, you know, this is a government that really isn't speaking with one voice and isn't really coherent and isn't essentially putting its best foot forward, because inter-party tribal and kind of I won't say tensions are boiling over, but certainly they're not at the point where they're working cohesively with each other, and that really needs to be stamped out if this government's going to work.
Tabitha Monaghan, are you getting any sense that these are unhappy bedfellows? Do you get a sense that they realise there's a problem that they may need some counselling for?
I don't know about the counselling side of this or whether they'd be willing to do that. But one of the things that I'm getting the sense of, particularly with this rift or this kind of controversy that we've seen over the last week, is that what someone kind of on the Fine Gael side was saying, is that while this might necessarily, now they might say this, that it isn't Fine Gael versus Fianna Fáil, and this, that it was kind of, this is a new minister to James Brown as housing into this massive portfolio, somebody who's still trying to find their feet. And that the way it was kind of put to me was like, it seemed that this was a bit of a solo run by James Brown, that, you know, that this name went out, that he very publicly said it himself, that this was going to be his preferred candidate, and that because things weren't agreed by everybody. And like, as Danny mentioned, Brendan McDonagh, you know, he does have that tricky relationship with developers. They don't particularly like him. I think that was seen as a positive, was that he was just going to go in and get this job done, and that's why he was selected. But what it ultimately came down to as well was this €430,000 salary, and I wonder how much thought went into that and how that was going to go down, because that's an awful lot of political capital. That, and that was the argument that was being made earlier in the week on the Fine Gael side, was, are we really going to put somebody into this position on this massive salary? And then what happens then, you know, this time next year when the new housing completion figures come and we have this new housing plan that's coming in July, and if the government don't meet those housing targets and we've put this person in on this massive salary and a relatively high profile individual then now as well, if he doesn't get that delivery and get those boots on the ground and get the shovels into the mud, that what was that all for? Because it's been such a rocky period this last 2 weeks. So I think there's also an element of, we do have a new minister who's still trying to find his feet, that we have to consider as part of this.
Okay, one final one to you, Danny McConnell, editor of the Business Post. If the government can't get something like the Housing Activation Office done properly, what chances are there of them coming to agreement on things like dealing with rent control measures, given that that seems to be the major issue for the investors who are required to build the houses and apartments that otherwise will not get built?
Yeah, it's a tricky one because we've already seen tensions, Matt, between the two parties around taxation policy to do with housing, with other measures that, that have been put forward. You know, we've seen Fianna Fáil, you know, at the start of this year talk about, you know, Section 23 type tax breaks for developers. That really drew a sharp response from Simon Harris and Fine Gael, who basically said such policy shouldn't be made up on the hoof and the like. So I do think, you know, all of this stuff needs serious consideration and probably needs a lot of backroom sort of consideration and trashing out and consensus and pragmatism. But it just doesn't seem that, like, this week kind of shows that the levels of trust just really aren't quite there for them to actually get to kind of get down and actually work constructively together. Because ultimately the temptation is that if the tensions are at a high, you know, they will retreat into their own tribal party positions and therefore they'll end up turning on each other. And all of this is manna for heaven for Sinn Féin and the opposition. You know, Sinn Féin now topping the opinion polls can sit back and just let the two of them kind of kick lumps out of each other and watch their own poll ratings go up. But the big problem is that, Matt, I think as Tabitha said, and as you've rightly written several times in our paper in recent weeks, is the we have a critical few weeks and months to kind of decide housing policy for the next 5 years. And if they don't get that right, then we're really going to struggle. We're already seeing housing completions fall behind. We're seeing commencements drop significantly this year compared to last year and the year before. So there's a real mounting problem in terms of the commence and the activity in the housing sector. And when they see spats like this at a political level, I mean, all it does is drain confidence even further from the sector. You know, ultimately, we need conditions that, in terms of investment and from development, to allow that sort of logjam to be unlocked. But when we see, kind of, as I said, a week-long drama in on the floor of the Dáil and elsewhere, it really kind of puts that case backwards.
Thank you very much for being with us. Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post, Tabitha Monaghan, political reporter with the Irish Independent.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.